Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 9:40 on this rainy Friday morning. You know, what I love about satire, really good satire, is that it's rooted in reality. It takes, the ridiculousness of our world and takes it sort of to the next level. And that's what our next guest has done in his dark satire called Death Watch, about a watch that just might kill you. Joining us right now to talk about Death Watch is author Stona Fitch. Stona, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Tell us, if you would, about Death Watch. First of all, is the idea that you're marketing a watch that you're telling consumers right up front might be deadly?
Yeah, that's the gist of it. The main character is an advertising guy who is running a campaign to help try to promote and sell a potentially deadly watch that becomes known as Death Watch. It's a luxury watch that at some point in the near or far future, or maybe never, might kill its wearer.
Which seems like an impossible thing to sell, and yet you look at some of the things that we do and we use today that we know are not good for us. What came to my mind when I first heard about this, and it's something that's in the news constantly, is TikTok. We keep hearing all the time about how the Chinese are going to do us in with TikTok, and yet we can't get enough of those cat videos, can we?
No, people do all sorts of things that are bad for them. They smoke, they bungee jump, they drive too fast. And Death Watch just takes that sort of risk-taking to its irrational extreme.
It's a great idea. Where did you come up with this idea, by the way?
Good question. I was brought into an unusual business arrangement with a watch company in Italy that wanted me to help restart their brand, and because what I do to support my fiction habit is work with technology companies to do things like that, and it was all going kind of swimmingly, and then the guy who had brought me in Italy just sort of disappeared, and the whole project evaporated, and I did learn a lot about watches that I didn't know much about at the time, and was left with nothing but an idea for a book.
Well, and there you go. So you got to sort of take your day job and turn it into your passion, which is writing. Which, by the way, I want to talk a little bit about your publishing company. You are the founder of Concord Free Press. Tell us a little bit about your approach to publishing.
Sure. It's unusual. We've been around for 15 years. We're a nonprofit, all-volunteer press. No one gets paid. And it's a labor of love, and the deal is this. We publish original fiction, and mostly novels and short stories and collections, and distribute them for free to anyone who asks for a book, either online at our website or via independent bookstores that distribute them. And we ask only that the reader give money to something they care about, like a cause, or give money to someone who is in need in their community. Then we ask that they pass the book on. And in the time that we've been around, we've inspired more than $5 million in charity around the world. And that's just the ones we know about. So we call it generosity-based publishing, and it's publishing is a lot of fun when you don't have to make money
out of it. Well, a lot of things are, that's for sure. Talking with Stona Fitch, his new book is called Death Watch, and it's just a very darkly hilarious look at consumer culture. Where did your love for writing come from?
Oh, I've always loved to write. As a kid, I was just always editing whatever newsletter, my camp newsletter, my high school newsletter, my college paper. So it started with journalism, but I realized I like to make things up, which is generally frowned down upon in most journalism, although not all.
Right.
And and I just took it from there. I love to write. And this is my eighth novel, and I'm in the middle of the next one.
Well, good for you. What are some of the influences of Death Watch? Like, for example, you know, if you like Death Watch, you might also like A, B, C, D. What are some other types of things you would compare it to?
Yeah, that's interesting. The film Triangle of Sadness or The Menu, sort of dark satires, I enjoy film a lot, and those tend to take things to extremes. You know, it's really a very visual and fast-paced book, and I tend to write dialogue that kicks right along, so it reminds me of those recent films, mostly.
Well, there you go. I certainly don't think that I'd want to wear a watch that might kill me, and yet, boy, if everybody else has one, and it looks really nice, and it's really cool.
That's the temptation. I mean, I think the real question is, like, how would you sell this thing, and who would buy it? And then there's the overriding question of, is it real, or is it a hoax? You know, is it a? During the middle of the monetization of the book, there was a story about a guy that invented a VR headset that if you were playing a virtual reality game and you were killed in the game, that it would kill you. So I think that was, in fact, a hoax. But it just made me realize that there are a lot of sort of extreme devices and ideas that are out there. And this book centers on an ordinary watch, you know, that could possibly kill you. And it sounds absurd, but when you read the book, it starts to sound sort of possible.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what makes it all the more funny. Stoner, great talking to you. We appreciate it. Do you have a website or somewhere where people can get the book and to connect with you?
Sure. It's published by Arrow Editions, ARROW Editions.com. The book's available via Amazon and all sorts of outlets as well. And the Concord Free Press, if you're interested in getting one of our books for free, which is not Death Watch, but another title, that would be ConcordFreePress.com. And thank you, Paul.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.